Belford! Belford, sit, sit. You came. I've given up all hope. Here, have some wine. It's not good wine, but it is wine.
No, I don't. I don't want any.
Oh, Jack, dear fellow. Jack, dear fellow. How I've missed you. Come here, let me hug you heartily.
Get off me, Lovelace, you drunkard.
Oh, well, would you not be drunkard as you call me drunkard if you had lost all that you love? If maybe I should love you, Belford, and then all will be well. Ah. But then I do love you. There is one advantage that we male delinquents have over that other sex. For while they, poor things, sit sighing in pits and things...
Pits?
Oh, you know, pits. Holes and corners.
Corners?
You know, places that ladies cry in. I don't know. Woods, cupboards, wherever they cry. Well, while they are crying in woods or cupboards, we men are out ranting, roaring, hunting and hawking, and by new loves, banish the old from our heart.
Oh, yes.
My own reflection. And I do reflect, Jack, upon the injuries done to the noble creature. For she is noble, is she not, eh? Noble. Hmm? Yes, the injuries done to her bring qualm upon my heart often. But not in a cupboard.
Oh, Lovelace.
Oh, what? Cheer up, Jack. Where's the Jack of old? Eh? Are we not still friends?
You must leave her be. She goes out when her health is already so frail, when she has no strength. She goes out, Robert, so as not to see you. It will kill her.
Well, then, we must drink to her health, Jack. Here. If she was so ill, she would not leave at all, Jack. Come on, Jack, you make fun of me. Let us drink to my happy reconciliation with the lady, for I know she will permit me to make amends after she has plagued me heartily, no doubt, and that is my consolation. To Miss Harlow, Jack. To the excellent Miss Harlow.